are listening to In Between the Sheets with Jacqueline A. Tulip. I am so happy to be back on this mic. It's been forever. I've been pouring into my blog. And, you know, if you follow me on Medium or you follow my blog, JacquelineATulip.com, then you know I am all about love, dating, and relationships. Trying to give you the best dating advice to help you navigate the modern dating scene and help you manifest your best love life. So let's get into it. I think that one of the things that makes modern dating so difficult is that people are looking for those easy bake, microwavable type situations. I think so many of us want the most, but we want to expend the least. And this is problematic. I was recently in a situation where I just met a guy. He did not live in the same state as me. And he wanted to come and visit me. And so we could go out and get to know each other a little bit better. And I was cool. I was down with that. But then, you know, he was trying to basically stay at my place. And I was just like, absolutely not. Like, just no. There's no way in hell that you're going to be staying in my home. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. And also, this guy was significantly older than me. So I was kind of taken aback. Like, is there not an expiration date on fuckboy behavior? Evidently not. So I think that, you know, one of the things that is important, like your life depends on it. Couple of things. One, it's important to know what you want when you're stepping out onto the dating scene. You want to be very clear with yourself. If you're down for a situationship, a hookup buddy, whatever, that's cool. But just be clear with yourself about that. If you want to be in a relationship and you want to possibly manifest a marriage or, you know, a very serious long-term commitment, then it's important for you to know that as well. The reason why is that no matter what you want, you are going to have to act accordingly. So when you know you want something serious, you cannot entertain bullshit. That's why it's important to know what you want. Those days, I mean, again, I do feel like some of this is age dependent or, you know, because in your 20s, you're kind of like, hey, well, I'm here for the party. But as you get older, not so much. And honestly, now that I am way past my 20s, I don't know that that should always be the case for you. But I'm not here to dictate to anybody what makes sense for them. I just know that, one, when you know what you want, dating becomes so much easier. When you are crystal clear on your goals and you have your list of like your non-negotiables, dating becomes so much easier. It is easier for you to set boundaries when you are clear. It is easier not to compromise yourself when you're like, yo, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. Then you can kind of match up the potential candidate. You know what I'm saying? So you say to yourself, I want something serious. And you see, you encounter a man who's exhibiting fuckboy behavior. You're out. That's it. You're out. Like, you do not have to stick around for somebody who is clearly giving you the message that they are not serious about you. You feel me? That's what I felt with this guy. I was down to get to know him. He was not necessarily my like physical cup of tea. Like, I wasn't like, oh my God, he didn't make my coochie tingle when I saw him. But I was like, you know what? Let me just see what it do, because you never know. And he seemed extremely nice. He was very friendly. I was curious. I was like, this is totally not my type physically, but let me see. So we had some really great conversations, some really 1 hour, 1.5 hour long conversations. Text messages were cool. Like, he was chill, and I liked that. And he was very personable and just easy to talk to and seemed cool. But, you know, there were some red flags. Number one, him trying to stay at my place and, like, after 2 seconds of knowing me. And two, sharing so much about his ex-wife. I mean, it was drama. I honestly kind of wanted to meet the lady because I'm like, damn, girl, he still ain't over you. Not obviously really, but, you know, I think that it's important to know what you want and act accordingly. And that's really the message for this episode. Know what you want, be very clear on what you want, and then be proactive about getting what you want and filtering out what you don't want. So many times people know what they want, but they aren't as clear on what they don't want, and then they find themselves getting into all kinds of craziness. So, I think that, you know, the new year is coming. We're about a month away from New Year's Eve. Can you believe this? It's crazy how fast time flies. But I think if you are serious about finding and manifesting a healthy, love-filled relationship, you have to do these things. Number one, you need to be clear about what you want. Like, spend some time on that. Get a book, a journal, whatever, and write down a piece of paper. Write down what you ideally would like to have in a significant other. Number two, get clear on your non-negotiables. Like, just be clear about it. I think it's important that, you know, it's one thing to feel butterflies and you know, quiver down below when you see your person, but if you guys don't have, you're not on the same page, like, value-wise, you know, lifestyle is also significant. These are important things. So, values, lifestyle, like, you know, what's your faith? Where do you stand on children rearing if you're at that point in life, et cetera, et cetera. Like, what does your life look like with this person in it? And if you can't see it, or it's too much that you have to cut out or compromise on, then you gotta put some thought into that. So number one, know what your ideal person is looking like, you know, on paper. What do they sound like, you know, as far as, like, their conversation, what is their priorities, their goals, et cetera, et cetera. What are your non-negotiables? When you know those two things, dating becomes so much easier. Do you know why? Because you get clear on cutting and trimming the fat. If you meet somebody and you're like, I do that a lot, by the way. I do this like, I'm not so sure, but I don't want to say no because I just don't know. And let me see what to do. That has never worked out for me. That has never worked out for me. When I've met somebody and it's been obvious, like, I don't think this is it, and I've just gone with that feeling and just, like, cut it loose and kept it moving, I've always felt empowered, and it's always benefited me. When I try to fit a, you know, square in a hole, in a circular hole, I guess that's the phrase. It wasn't smooth. It wasn't a smooth transition, and it was always kind of just very frustrating. And then when it's all said and done, because it didn't end up working out, because that was basically my intuition trying to give me a clue, then I always was like, ugh, I could have spared myself from all of this had I just followed my what I want my non-negotiables. This person had things that I didn't particularly care for, and now I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's my powerful 10 minutes of the day, which is what I'm trying to give you. 10 minutes of powerful conversation, 10 minutes of powerful dating advice to get you motivated and move you towards manifesting your best, most successful love life ever. Peace, love, and keep it sexy.